A truck driver who struck an overhead sign while working on the I-77 widening project last week is now facing charges. The accident led to a day-long backup on the interstate and side roads in the Lake Norman area. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The State Highway Patrol says Maurice Marcel Mason of Charlotte was charged with reckless driving and driving while his license was revoked. The accident happened last Friday around 12:30 a.m. on I-77 northbound near Exit 31 in Mooresville. Mason was in the right lane with his truck bed raised when he ran into the sign, according to the accident report. Police say he left the scene without reporting the wreck. When he returned later, he told police he went to get the company's owner. Workers kept two of the highway's three lanes closed for much of the day while they repaired the sign. That backed up traffic as much as 12 miles to I-485 in North Charlotte. A spokeswoman for toll lane contractor I-77 Mobility Partners referred questions to a subcontractor, Sugar Creek Construction. That company had no comment on the charges, saying only that it was aware of the accident. The NCDOT says it's still investigating whether to impose penalties. At issue is whether the company violated the construction contract. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.